Hey, Chris Johnson here. Happy New Year, you fuck. How you doing? How you doing today? Doing a lot better now that it's 2023, huh? The fucking resolution's already in high gear and shit like that? I don't know if you can tell in the sound of my voice, but I think right now that I sound fucking normal. I think for the first time in fucking weeks, the voice is where it fucking needs to be, and I'm fucking jacked up about it. I'm super fucking excited. I feel fucking phenomenal. It was like a 3-week ordeal. That was one of those things. I wasn't like sick the entire time. I wasn't like fucking bedridden. I was still doing my normal shit, but you just have this lingering like malaise that's fucking hanging over your goddamn head. I did a 5K today, or technically yesterday, although I am doing one today too. I haven't run in like fucking 8 days before this. So like today's run was kind of tough. I still finished in under 24 minutes, but that was a fucking slog out there. We'll see how I fucking do in a couple hours. I gotta go to bed shortly after I fucking record this motherfucker. It's like 1 in the morning. 1:16 to be exact. I usually don't do these fucking late night podcasts because I don't want to be fucking shouting and shit. I want my fucking neighbors hearing my ass. I took care of New Year's Eve the perfect way for an antisocial introvert. I fucking stayed in my fucking apartment and I watched fucking hockey and college football. I didn't do a fucking thing. I chilled here with my fucking cats and it was just fucking awesome. I like holidays. Like, I love New Year's Eve and I love New Year's Day. I fucking love the New Year. I fucking love Christmas time and shit. And I like a lot of other holidays. I just don't do anything for said holiday. I just like the fact that, like, oh, it's fucking Christmas time. I get all my shit up. I enjoy the fucking holiday. I'll go to, like, fucking friends with my buddies, family stuff. But, like, I don't do any other shit. I'm not going to bars. I'm not going to fucking parties. I'm not fucking asking anybody out. I can't fucking handle that bullshit. Matter of fact, my favorite time around Christmas season, that is, because I still consider this Christmas season, my shit's going to be up for another easy 10 days. Easy. Maybe even 14 days. But the week after Christmas, the 25th to fucking now, I think is my favorite part of the entire holiday season. Because, like, everything's over at that point. And not because, like, I'm happy that everything's fucking over. Actually, everything's not over because, like, it's the entirety of the season for my ass. So, like, just because the fucking Christmas day is over, to me, doesn't mean, like, anything's over. Like, Christmas isn't like a birthday. Like, once a birthday is gone, it's fucking gone. Like, my birthday's in July. And it's not like in mid-August, I'm still like, man, it's still fucking birthday season. Like, a birthday's like a one-day fucking thing. Like, you can have the celebration whenever the fuck you want, so long as it's, like, close to the fucking day. But, like, once your birthday's over, like, it's fucking over. But I usually don't view holidays like that. The whole fucking October is, like, Halloween time. You know what I'm saying? But the week after Christmas is fucking great because, like, it's like there's no stress anymore. There's no rushing anymore. All the gifts are fucking bought. All the gifts are fucking wrapped. All the gifts are fucking given away. For me, all the Oreo balls are made and fucking delivered. You know, the stress of, like, that shit is already done. And, like, for me this year, the fact that I wasn't feeling well, the fact that I didn't have my car for a fucking week and a half because it was in the fucking shop, it just fucking added to that shit. So I'm worried about stuff getting there on time. Am I ordering this? Is this the right fucking size? All that shit. But rushing really gives me a fucking problem. I've realized that this past year, that rushing stresses me the fuck out. I can't fucking handle it. I mean, I can fucking handle it, but I don't like fucking handling it. If there's, like, too much going on, my ass gets, like, overstimulated, and, like, I get less done. Like, fuck, I gotta do this, 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 and this. Shit, fuck. And then I just, like, sit and I murder time. I shouldn't be murdering time, but I just fucking end up murdering time. I kill it. I kill that fucking time. So I try to have things like the least amount of stress as possible. And not that, like, buying gifts is stressful. Like, I love the Christmas season, but you know how it is. It's a fucking hustle and bustle and shit. Unless I got stuff done, like, really early. And I plan that shit, too. I think, like, maybe you fucking start shopping in fucking November. Who gives a shit? But then, like, I forget. Because I'm like, ah, fuck, it's November. I got fucking time. I can fucking handle this. And even though I get this stuff taken care of, like, within plenty of time, it's still just a lot of stuff. It's just a lot of stuff. So I like, Christmas Day. Oh, I didn't have anything going on. It was a blizzard anyway. But, like, you know, week after, it's usually, like, calm. And there were a couple parties this year, too, because the fucking blizzard pushed it back. Yeah, it didn't matter. Didn't matter. Totally fucking calm. Just sitting here, not fucking worried about anything. All the gifts were wrapped. Everything was ready. Everything was fucking ready. If I can get to a point in any situation, whether it be fucking a holiday season or, like, you know, you got a whole bunch of fucking odd jobs around the house. If I can get to a point where, like, things are, like, comfortable and ready, then I'm fucking golden. I'm fucking good. If fucking shit is, like, adding up, then I've got some fucking problems. Like, when I was working my two jobs, I was a fucking mess all the fucking time for a fucking year and a half straight because, like, the dishes would fucking pile up. The fucking garbage might pile up. All this other shit would like, start piling up. And then I'd be like, dude, how the fuck am I going to handle all this shit? Like, I knew, like, there was no way for me to fucking tackle all of it. I had to fucking pick through it, like, a bit at a fucking time. And I'm just never going to fucking get this done. And I'm going to be in, like, a constant state of fucking cleaning and just trying to, like, maintain shit. And then, like, how the fuck am I going to focus on anything else? My fucking anxious mind will do that shit. Like, sometimes, like, I need to get this done so I can focus on other shit. And other shit might even be, like, stuff that I find enjoyable. Like, maybe I want to watch the fucking hockey game. Maybe I want to watch a fucking football game or some shit. Maybe I want to read a book or play video games. But, like, what'll happen is if I got all this shit going on, like, I sit down and read a fucking book, I get to a page, and then my mind starts wandering. and starts thinking about other shit. They're like, hey, motherfucker, remember, like, you got a whole list of shit that your ass has got to do. All those fucking dishes are there. If you don't fucking do them today, you work the next couple days. When the fuck are they going to get done? Like, you have to do it now, goddammit. I just can't, like, stop sometimes. And I wish I could stop. I wish I could shut my mind down. But I can't really shut my mind down. At my worst and most anxious and most depressed, I would like lay in bed sometimes. I like my mind would just fucking race. Like I couldn't settle the fuck down in order to fucking sleep. Like all these thoughts were just fucking tearing through my head. I've since been able to quiet that. That's why I write all the fucking time. I write all that shit down and then I don't have to fucking deal with it in my fucking head at night. But it's like that. Like I want to be able to focus on shit, but I can't always focus on shit. Anyway, I hope 2023 is fucking great for you. Well, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as a new podcast episodes come out. I am on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, any fucking podcasting site. Podbean's the host of the cast. All the fucking episodes are there. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I'm on Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes and in my Facebook timeline. You can catch the podcast there.